Eric Stewart Show on WMAL.
So we sat back from that offer, and the agent reached out to me, and this house I felt like was probably worth $780,000 to $800,000 on the max. So I felt like this was to take it off the market before it came on the market, offering them $820,000 with the $20,000 fair price. Well, they put that house on the market for $840,000, and I just shook my head, and I told the buyer, "Let's just wait. I'm sure something else will come up." But something else did come up, and actually was much nicer. And we were able to get that for $825,000 with $20,000 back. And my client was thrilled because they got a better lot, finished basement, and some other features that the other house didn't have to offer. Well, recently, I noticed that that house was still on the market, but now for under $750,000. Because the agent had not guided their seller through the process, and either it was the seller's fault or the agent's fault, but either way, the seller should not have been greedy. They should have taken the opportunity that they had in hand at that moment, grabbed it, and ran with it, and they would be in a much better place. But as it is, their net is going to be $50,000 or worse, less than what they would have walked away with just 3 months ago. Pricing your house correctly to the market and being wise and taking offers as they come is a delicate science in the real estate business. Thanks for listening. I'm Eric Stewart, and I'll see you next week.
The Eric Stewart Show on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.